John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but shall have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." John chapter 13, verse 34, "A new command I give unto you, love one another. Even as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." John chapter 14, verse 12, "And I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater works than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. And you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, you will obey what I have commanded." Verse 21, "Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will always be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." Verse 23, Jesus replied, "If anyone loves him, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to make our home within him. He who does not love me does not obey my teaching." And in verse 26, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." In John chapter 14, verse 31, "But the world must learn that I love the Father, and I do exactly what my Father has commanded me." And in chapter 15, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word that I've spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain on the vine, and neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. And apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers, and such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask what you wish, and it will be given unto you. And this is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. And as my Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remained in his love. I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other, even as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than he laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I call you to be friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I've made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. And this is my command, to love each other." And in John chapter 16, verse 27, "The Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from the Father." And in John chapter 17, verse 24, "Father, I want those you have given to me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory that you gave to me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Now, righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself in them." Romans chapter 5, verse 5. "And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us." Romans chapter 8, verse 28. "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, so that we might be the firstborn among many brothers. Now who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? It is written, for your sake we shall face death all day long, and we are considered as sheep led to the slaughter. No, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved him. For him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor demons nor the present nor the future nor any power, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ our Lord." And Romans chapter 12, verse 9. "Love must be sincere. hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in brotherly love, and honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need, and practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, and bless, do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. And if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Let no debt remain outstanding except a continuing debt of love for one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. The commandments: do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this one rule: love your neighbor as yourself. For love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. However, it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. We know that we possess knowledge, but knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. The man who thinks he knows something yet does not know as he ought to know, but the man who loves God is known by God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And now I shall show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and knowledge, and I have faith that can move mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but I have not love, I've gained nothing. For you see, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It is not rude, it is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, nor does it keep any record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. And where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it'll pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, and I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire the spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13. If we are out of our minds, it is for the sake of God. If we are in our right minds, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who should live shall no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and was raised again. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. For the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Verse 14. The entire law is summed up in a single command: to love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you shall be destroyed by each other. Verse 16, so I say, live by the Spirit, and you shall not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. And in verse 22, and the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such, there is no law. And in chapter 6, verse 9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we shall reap the harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. And he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. in love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace, that he lavished upon us with all wisdom and understanding. Moving down to verse 15. And for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. And I continually ask that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you might know him better. And I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God has placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Chapter 2, verse 4. And because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgression. And it is by grace you have been saved. And in verse 8, for it is grace by which you have been saved through faith, and not this from your own selves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that anyone could boast. Chapter 3, verse 14. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and earth derives its name. And I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I also pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and that you may know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the fullest measure of God. Now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask, think, or imagine, according to his power that is worked within us, to him be glory to the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And in chapter 4, he says, Instead, speaking in truth and love, we shall grow in all things into him who is the head, who is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. And in verse 32 of chapter 4, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Philippians chapter 2. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, any comfort from his love, any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility considers others better than yourselves. Each of you should not only look to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Colossians chapter 2, verse 2. My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. 1 Timothy chapter 5, or verse 1, chapter 1, verse 5. The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and sincere faith. Verse 14, the grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. For this reason I remind you to fan the flame, the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and of love and of sound mind. Titus chapter 1, verse 16. They claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. Chapter 3, verse 4. But when kindness and love of our God Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. And Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. Let's go to 23. Let us hold unswervingly to the faith we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Chapter 13 of Hebrews. Keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. The book of James, chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. Because he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised for those who love him. Verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Verse 25. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to not do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself, and his religion is worthless. Religion that our God, the Father, looks for and accepts is as pure and faultless as this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Chapter 2, verse 8. If you really keep the royal law found in the Scriptures, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. Whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking it. For he who said, do not commit adultery, but also said, do not murder. If you have not committed adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom. Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What good is it then, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and be well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself is not accompanied by action is dead. But if someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds, show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith but by what I do. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart. Chapter 2, verse 17. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God and honor the king. Chapter 3, verse 8. Finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic. Love as brothers. Be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing. And because of this, you will be called so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Chapter 4, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so you can pray. Above all, love each other, because love covers a multitude of sins. The book of 1 John, chapter 2, verse 5. If anyone obeys his word, God's love is made truly complete in him. And this is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. Dear friends, I'm not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. And this old command is the message you have heard. Yet I'm writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and you, because the darkness is passing and true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness.
Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble. Verse 24 of chapter 2. See what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you will also remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he promised us, even eternal life. I am writing you these things so you will not... So those who are trying to lead you astray... I'm writing you these things about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it had taught you, remain in him. And now, my dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. Chapter 3. How great is the love of God that the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called children of God, because that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is because it does not know him. Dear friends, now we are children, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope purifies himself as he is pure. Verse 9, no one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he's been born of God. And this is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. And this is the message you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. Why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brothers were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. And anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. And this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to also lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. This, then, is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything we ask because we obey his commands and do what pleases him. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and to love one another as he has commanded us. Those who obey his commands live in him and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. First John chapter 4, verse 4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God has loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but we love one another. God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. And we know that we live in him and he in us because he's given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. And if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And we know and rely on the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us, so we have confidence on the day of judgment. Because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is the one who is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. And if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he's a liar. If anyone who does not love his brother whom he has not seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us his command. Whoever loves God must love his brother. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his children as well. And this is how we know that we love the children of God, by obeying God and carrying out his commands. And this is love for God, to obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. And in verse 18 of verse chapter 5, we know that anyone born of God does not continue in sin. The one that was born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him. And we know that we are the children of God. And in chapter, or 2 John, it says, "It was given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I'm not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another." And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands, as we have heard from the beginning. His command is that you love one another. Now let's turn over to the Old Testament, to Deuteronomy chapter 6. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord God with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your strength. This command I give to you today are to be upon your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk on a road, when you lie down and when you get up. And tie it as a symbol on your hands and bind it to your foreheads, and write it on the door frames of your house and on your gates. And when the Lord your God brings you into a land he swore to your forefathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, a land with large flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. When you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Fear the Lord your God, serve him only, and take your oaths in his name." Chapter 7, verse 12. "If you pay attention to these laws and are careful to follow him, then the Lord your God will keep his covenant of love with you. As he swore to your forefathers, he will love you and bless you and increase your numbers. He will bless the fruit of your womb, the crops of your land, your grain, your new wine, your oil, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flock, and the land he swore to your forefathers to give you. And you will be blessed more than any other people. None of your men or women will be childless, nor any of your livestock without young. The Lord will keep you free from every disease. He will not inflict upon you the horrible diseases that you knew in Egypt, but he will inflict them on all those who hate you." Chapter 11, verse 1. "Love the Lord God and keep his requirements, his decrees and his laws and his commands always." And verse 13. "So if you faithfully obey the commands I am giving you today, to love the Lord God and serve him with all of your heart and all of your soul, then I will send rain upon your land in season, both autumn and spring rains, so that you may gather in your grain, your new wine, and your oil. And I will provide grass in the fields for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied." Verse 22, "If you carefully observe all of the commands I'm giving you to follow, to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to hold fast, then the Lord will drive out all these nations before you, and you will dispossess nations larger and stronger than you, and every place where you set your foot will be yours." It goes on to say that no man will be able to stand against you. The Lord your God, as he promised, will put the terror and fear of you in the whole land wherever you go. See, I'm setting before you today blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commands of God and of the Lord God that I'm giving you today. And the curse, if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God and turn from the way that I command you today by following other gods whom you cannot know. And in the book of Song, the sixth psalm, verse 4, "Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love." Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And you anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. And surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Psalm 25, starting in verse 7. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, Lord, for you are good, O God. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his ways. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the commands of his covenant. Psalm 31, verse 21. Well, let's back up to verse 19. How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you bestow in the sight of men on those who take refuge in you. On the shelter of your presence you hide them from the intrigues of men, and in your dwelling place you keep them safe from the accusing tongues. Praise to the Lord, for he showed his wonderful love to me when I was in a besieged city. Psalm 32, verse 10. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. Psalm 33. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on a 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true, and he is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice, and the earth is full of his unfailing love. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the seas into jars, and he puts the deep in the storehouses. Let the earth fear the Lord, and let the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the people. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place he watches over all who live on earth. He who forms the earth, the hearts of all, he considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by the great of his great strength. A horse's vain hope for deliverance, despite all its strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them from famine. We wait in hope for the Lord, for he is our help and our shield, and in our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. And may your unfailing love rest upon us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Psalm 34. I will extol the Lord at all times, and his praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord, and let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us extol his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who looked to him were radiant. Their faces were never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him, and he saved him out of all of his troubles. And the angel of the Lord encamps about those who fear him, and he delivers him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you saints. For those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see a good many days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to the prayer, to their prayers. Psalm 36, verse 6. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice is like the great deep. O Lord, you preserve both man and beast. How priceless is your unfailing love. Both high and low among men find refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from your river of delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness to the upright in heart. Psalm 59, verse 8. But you, O Lord, laugh at them. You scoff at all those nations. O my strength, I watch for you. O God, you are my fortress, my loving God. Verse 16, but I will sing of your strength. In the morning I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. All my strength, I sing praises to you.
You, O God, are my fortress, my loving God. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you have heard my vows, O God. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name and increased the days of the king's life and his years for many generations. And may he be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. And then I will sing praise to your name and fulfill my vows day after day. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water, I have seen in your sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory, because your love is better than life. My lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings, and my soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. Psalm 73, verse 23. Yet I'm always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And the Lord, earth has nothing I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High shall rest in the defense of the Almighty. And we will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom we trust. And surely he will save you from the fowler's snare, from the deadly pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall find refuge. His faithfulness shall be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. And you shall only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm shall ever befall you, no disaster shall come nigh your tent. For he shall command his angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways, and they shall lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. And you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, and you shall trample the great lion and serpent. And because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my innermost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases? Who redeemed you from the life from the pit and crowned you with love and compassion? Who satisfies your desire with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord works righteousness and the justice for all the oppressed. And he made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. Psalm 106. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of God or fully declare his praise? Blessed are they who maintain justice, who constantly do what is right. And remember us, O Lord, when you show favor upon your people, and come to our aid when you save them, that we may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones, that we may share in the joy of your nation, and join in the inheritance of giving praise. Psalm 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this: those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from the east and from the west, and the north and the south. Some wandering in the desert wasteland, finding no way into a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, their lives ebbed away. They cried to God in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way in a city where they could settle.
Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds to men. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Verse 43, whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the great love of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, my son, do not forget my teachings, but keep my commands in your hearts, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you great prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on a tablet of your heart, and then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Though to Isaiah 54, verse 10, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, let my unfailing love for you not be shaken, nor the covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. Verse 13, all your sons shall be taught by the Lord, and great will your children's peace be. In righteousness you will be established. Tyranny will be far from you. You will not have anything to fear. Terror will be far removed. It shall not come near you. If anyone attacks you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. See, it is I who created the blacksmith, who fans the coals into flame, and who forges the weapon fit for its work. It is I who have created the destroyer to work havoc. But no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the saints, or the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. If you have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the riches of fare. Give ear and come to me, hear that your soul may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. Isaiah 56, verse 6. Actually, we'll go into verse 5. And I will give them an everlasting name that will not be cut off. And foreigners who bind themselves to the Lord to serve him, to love the name of the Lord and worship him, to all who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it, to hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain, and I will give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer to all nations. Back to the book of Matthew, verse 7. Chapter 7, verse 16. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from a thorn bush or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Mark chapter 12, verse 29. The most important one, Jesus said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God. The Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all of your soul and with all of your mind and all of your strength. The second is this, to love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Luke chapter 6, verse 27. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is it to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is it to you? Even sinners do that. If you lend to those whom you expect repayment, what credit is it? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward shall be great, and you shall be the sons of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and runneth over, it shall be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use it, it shall be measured unto you.